I'm Randy Kay, and this is Good at Heart, the podcast inspired by the famous Anne Frank quote. It explores the best in all of us. A few months ago, we featured the book space Possible Futures in New Haven. During my visit, I met Kyle Gonzalez.
I heard that you like to talk, so...
among other things, absolutely. I love to talk. So my experience with Possible
Kyle attended a college program with the Yale Prison Education Initiative while he was serving a 15-year sentence. Once the program was over, there was an abundance of books that were left behind. Kyle and a group of his friends decided to donate them.
I was in a cell with one of my friends. His name is Ricky, and his mother actually lives right across the street. And I was telling him what I wanted to do with the extra books. He said that he actually knows there's a bookstore right across the street. His mother reached out to Lauren. Me and Lauren connected. We donated a couple boxes of books. We were sending them from with our own, you know, money from off our commissary or whatever. And then we were just having conversations about what we could do more. And so it led into doing a soap drive where we went around the prison and we're asking people to donate a soap. And then we ran, Lauren, organized the entire soap drive for us. Me and a bunch of people, we sent out a bunch of soaps over here. And then people at the store came here and they packed them together with other things that were donated and brought by other members that are affiliated with Possible Futures, and they handed them out to the unhoused. It was about 100 packages, so it was a beautiful event.
Kyle was inspired by another inmate.
It was a group of us, you know, having conversations, but it was one man in particular, his name is Justin, who was actually organizing his own soap drives by going around and asking people, literally, like, hey, do you want to donate a soap? I'm going to donate a soap to a homeless shelter. His mother experienced homelessness while he was incarcerated, and so it was something that he was very, you know, close within his heart. So it was his idea that I kind of brought to Lauren, and Lauren loved it, and so we just did that. But as far as being incarcerated and giving back, it's a way to show that there's more to us than just what it was that we did. And so we think about our crimes in a very specific way, right? Especially people that were in the rooms and spaces with me, we think about them in a way where we impacted communities negatively because of ignorance, and now that we're enlightened in some kind of way, we want to impact them positively, consciously, you know, so that's what we do.
Who do you help or serve right now, and how?
Right now, I am trying to help and serve this community that we're in currently.
By doing?
I want to help with any event that she has coming up, but I also want to schedule or kind of organize my own event. Hopefully it's going to be something extremely similar to what we did. I have friends that are still on the inside who want to donate. So one specifically, his name is Alan, he wants to do socks. He was in a group home when he was growing up, and he experienced times where he had no clothes. So socks are easy to acquire while in there. You buy them off commissary, a couple dollars. He wants to collect them, then donate them. So I want to organize with that.
What do you think is inspiring all of you to want to make this turn and bring positivity back to your neighborhoods?
I think being like exposed to critical thinking, right, in a kind of very specific way where you understand your environment and you understand the things that led up to not your incarceration specifically, because it's not really always about you. It's about the mass incarceration that we see around the United States. So you understand, you know, the environments in a different way. You see how our path kind of led us here. And so once we become aware of those things, then we want to break free from what it was that was holding us back, which is ignorance, right? We experienced it almost like together. It was 12 of us that got into the first cohort of Yale Prison Education Initiative out of 1,500 people in McDougal. And we kind of experienced that just by listening to each other's stories and talking about different books. We were it's college courses, so it's heavy, you know what I'm saying? Heavy load to read. And sometimes it's bogged down by like Western, you know what I'm saying? Philosophies or whatever, but we use that as a way to start the conversation, and we understand now positivity is the way to go. It's not about, you know what I'm saying, pride or ego or, you know, what you don't know. It's about figuring out how to solve problems with each other.
When your friends get out, will you be here for them?
Absolutely. I'm waiting for them to come out. I'm waiting.
So, three little questions. Who inspires you is the first one.
Emmy.
Why?
Well, while we were on the inside, she did so much for us, but it didn't stop there. She does so much for every community that she enters into. And so she's very conscious about what she does and how she moves. So it's inspiring to me to be the same way.
Can you tell us who Emmy is?
Right, Emmy is right here.
It's but, radio, Kyle. Yeah. So you need to.
I apologize. No, that's true. So Emmy is the program director. Program coordinator for Yale Prison Education Initiative. And among other things, though, she's a community activist, a community leader, and a great friend.
Is there a particular quote or philosophy that you carry with you in your head that helps?
Do what makes you happy.
What makes you happy?
Giving back. I like bringing people together so they can give back on a larger scale than just individual.
All right, thank you. And last question, why do you think we're here on Earth?
To affect positive change.
After my conversation with Kyle, I wanted to learn more about the Yale program. So Zelda and Alpha came by our studios to tell me more about it.
My name is Zelda Roland. I am the founding director of the Yale Prison Education Initiative at Dwight Hall, and I also serve as the founding director of the University of New Haven Prison Education Program.
My name is Alpha Jallo, and I am a junior at Yale University and an alumni of Yale Prison Education Initiative.
My first question is just to ask you about the Yale Prison Education Initiative at Dwight Hall. Zelda, maybe you can tell me a little bit about what inspired you to get it started, what they do, and then Alpha, I'd love if you'd share your perspective.
Absolutely.
Well, we're actually coming up on our 10-year anniversary. I had been a graduate student at Yale and was volunteering in a program run by Wesleyan University in a maximum security prison in Cheshire. I started volunteering really happenstance in this program. I was finishing a PhD in art history and film and media studies. And
a very good field to make a lot of money in, as we know.
That's right. And I'd been teaching at that point at Yale for a while. I'd been teaching my own classes. I'd TA'd other classes. And from the first day, really, that I walked into these classrooms at Cheshire, the students in the classrooms were truly among the best students I'd ever had the privilege of working with. They were omnivorous. They were diligent. They were excited. They could really talk about the value of a liberal arts education, which was something that I think a lot of my peers or students I had really actually didn't appreciate. They couldn't explain to you why they had opted in to a liberal arts college degree. And it was those students in that program at Cheshire who said to me, we really need more programs like this. You should start a program at Yale. There were two real reasons at the time why they were urging me to look into what it would be like to start a program like it at Yale. A lot of these guys had transferred from other prisons around Connecticut just for the opportunity to apply to this one liberal arts college program in a Connecticut prison. So they knew that there would be a real need and a real desire for programs like it. And they also knew, better than even I did at that time, that when Yale does something, other institutions take note and follow, and that if we could pull off a program at Yale, it would make an outsized impact, which we have found has indeed been the case. And I get calls all the time from other institutions across the country asking about our program. So it started with that, and it took a few years and a lot of pushback from the administration at the university. But in 2018, we were able to offer our first credit-bearing college classes at another high maximum security State Department of Corrections facility, McDougal Walker Correctional Institution. For our first 12-person college class, over 600 people asked to be considered for admission, which demonstrates the real desire and need for classes like ours. We began by offering just a smattering of liberal arts college classes, English, sociology, philosophy, some visual arts classes through an amazing partnership we have with the Yale School of Art. And we grew from there. We've been admitting new cohorts every year of 12 to 15 students. We can only admit 12 to 15 students because we are constrained by two things, really. One is classroom space inside the facilities, and the other is funding. We raise most of the funding for this program through individual donations and private grants. In 2021, we established an amazing partnership with University of New Haven, which was launched with an incredible and substantial $1.5 million grant from the Mellon Foundation, the largest funder of the humanities in the United States. At that point, University of New Haven and YPEI in Yale began collaborating on what is now a year-round degree-granting program. We offer two-year AA degrees and four-year BA degrees.
Wow.
In three different prisons in Connecticut. So one is still that first facility, McDougal, where we started. We are also offering programming and degrees at the federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Danbury, you may know, has two women's prisons and a men's prison. We are currently offering college degrees at the two women's prisons, and we do hope to expand our program.
And
there.
McDougal is men?
Men's state.
Okay, and what's the third one?
So there's two women's federal facilities. One is a low security and one is a camp at Danbury. And actually at Danbury, we are currently offering the only college degree program available to any women in any federal prison in the U.S. Distressing, but
wow.
Important.
That is so amazing. Of course, I have a lot of questions. This is your history, but I'm going to turn to you, Alpha. Tell us your story with the Yale Prison Education Initiative.
Yeah, so I'm actually a graduate of YPEI. Yale.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. And UNH. Yeah, so like, you know, I was incarcerated. I'm from the South Bronx. I'm from one of the largest housing projects in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2017, I got sentenced to 8 years. During that time, I was constantly in trouble. I would like to say sometimes it was good trouble, like the Congressman John Lewis would say, right? I was fighting for the rights of incarcerated people in prison, right? And sometimes that would get me in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was constantly in segregation. And one day, my father had passed away. Another incarcerated person who was a tier worker, he came to my cell just to express his condolences, and he passed me a book. The book was Soledad, Brother by George Jackson. And George Jackson was a Black revolutionary, and he was incarcerated also. I was just like so amazed at the way that he expressed himself in that book. And I was just like, yo, like I want to express myself in this way, and I know I can. And my father had passed away. It was just like a spiritual awakening for me,
mm-hmm.
coupled with reading that book. So when I left segregation that time, that was the last time that I went to segregation. And segregation is like, you know, an inner prison within prison, right? And I decided like, hey, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to make positive changes in my life. And I'm going to try to be a leader. I was already kind of a leader, but lead positively, right? I enrolled in college. I signed up for college. It was a very arduous process.
Yeah, what's the process like? What do you have to do?
Okay, so you have to complete an application. The application, I think there's two steps in the application. Like you do like a regular application, then you have to do like a longer essay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hand that in. If they feel like your application is adequate, they'll call you in for an interview. And then you have to sit down in front of Zelda and two other people, and they ask you questions, right? And then you come back for a second round of interviews. Then you come back for like a mock class session. So it's like,
it's a lot. Can I ask you a question before you go on? Because I'm a huge believer of the value of human connection. The fact that this was a book that was brought to you by somebody instead of a book that you just picked up, do you think it had more value because somebody that you felt connected to suggested it to you?
Absolutely. It wasn't just the passing of an object, right? Like when somebody hands you a pencil or a pen, the person was saying to me, like, hey, you're going through grief right now, but I see you.
and I value you and I see your potential. And that's what the person was expressing to me. Like, hey, you can be a completely different person. And actually, that person had a life sentence.
Wow.
Person had a life sentence. And he was trying to do a good deed by passing me that book. And, you know, everything that I accomplish now and everything that I'm doing now is because of him. And he kind of understood that. So he was kind of prophetic, you know, in a way.
Wow. Are you in touch with him now?
Yes, I am.
That's amazing. All right. So you got in.
Yes.
And the process of taking the classes and getting to graduation, like how long did that take? How hard did you work?
Yeah. So it took about 2 years. In the beginning, it was a struggle. I hadn't been in school for years. So to be in, you know, a program affiliated with University of New Haven and Yale, it was just like, you know, it's rigorous, right?
Sure.
And that rigidity I hadn't, you know, been used to in a while. Matter of fact, I have never been in that type of academic environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I would, you know, struggle at first with the text that we were reading, with the concept that we were coming across in class.
Was there help for you, tutoring?
Absolutely, we had tutoring.
Great.
The students were very helpful. My peers were very helpful, right? They understood that, hey, these are newer students. They need some help. They might need some guidance. And they always stepped in. But also, I helped myself. I used to go back to my cell, 6x10 cell, the size of a closet. And I would study for up to 8-9 hours sometimes. Just trying to understand exactly what I was reading. I would have my dictionary. There was no internet. So obviously I'd have
right. I understand you don't have access to research, you know, the way kids do it now. You certainly are not getting AI to help you, right? So you have to do research the old-fashioned way with books. Were there libraries available for you?
So we actually have a research network.
Okay.
Where we fill like a form out entailing what we're looking for as far as research. And then a student goes out and does the research for us and brings in papers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But sometimes we would have conduct research over the phone also. Let's say I'm talking to my mother. I'd be like, hey, can you look this up for me on Google?
I love it.
And I'll write it down, you know.
What difference has this made in your life, this program? Are you changed?
Am I changed? I can't really express the difference it's made in my life. I would say, if we think about recidivism and we think about the carceral system and we think about that question, have you changed, right? I'm still the same alpha.
Mm-hmm.
I still have so much love, same type of love that I've had before prison. I still care about family, my friends. So if you say like change as far as changing as a person, as the system wants you to change and become another person, no, I haven't changed. I'm still the same alpha.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about changing as far as my dreams, the things that I believe in,
yeah,
the things that I want for myself, the things that I want for people around me, absolutely. And this program 100% contributed to that. The things that I think about now, I did not used to think about. The things that I dream about now and what I want to become. I'm interested in going to law school in the next 2 years. These dreams are something that YPI gave to me.
You haven't changed, but your possibilities have changed.
Absolutely.
My possibilities. Thank you so much for sharing that story. The next question I want to ask you is, who helps you or inspires you to do this work? And how can people help? Zelda, I'll start with you.
You know, who inspires me? Mm-hmm. It's the students, you know, the students. And from the beginning, those students at Cheshire, the students that I met at McDougall, the students who are coming out. And if I could just speak a little bit to what Alpha was saying, this program, in a way, it is about transformation, but it's about a sort of larger transformation. We believe in transforming institutions, transforming the university.
Mm-hmm.
Changing what we imagine as possible for people who happen to be incarcerated. And one of the things that we believe really strongly is this program isn't charity. You know, we pay our faculty what they would make teaching on campus. It is about finding extraordinarily promising students wherever they may be and extending access to the same kind of education that we believe the leaders of tomorrow should have access to. We believe in investing in the leadership and citizenship of students in prison and the students who are coming out of prison, who are going to be, if we can believe in transforming the carceral system, you know, this is the mm-hmm. leader. Alpha is the leader that I want to have leading these conversations, leading these discussions, leading the movement.
Can Alpha be a TA at some point?
Alpha should be a TA. Okay. Alpha's got a lot on his plate.
He does. Yeah.
Alpha's doing amazing stuff. Yeah. We do have formerly incarcerated faculty and TAs, by the way.
Why you? Why did you take this on? Whereas other people might go, oh, they should do something about that prison system. And yet you're the one that started this and made it come true.
You know, I have several degrees from Yale. I have benefited from an extraordinary education and a lot of privilege. When I started looking into what it would be to create this program, first of all, there were a lot of people who had done some of the work over decades. People who had faculty, undergraduates, and staff at Yale who had been interested in the possibility of a real college program through the university, or who had taught through Wesleyan, or who had taught mm-hmm. through the Bard Prison Initiative in New York State, or who had been on leave somewhere at another institution and participated in something like this. But so there had been a lot of people who had participated, but there had never been a student in a prison who could say, I was a part of a real college credit bearing program that has Yale's name on it. And I really did start looking into it, really on behalf of these students, thinking that I would try to solve this puzzle and then pass it on to maybe the dean of Yale College mm-hmm. or whoever could really take the reins, and realized that there was nobody who was going to do that, that this was something that was going to take a lot of work and a lot of negotiating. I really had been hoping to pass it off to someone, and it just turned out that if it was going to happen, it was going to have to be me for at least a little bit. And that was, daunting.
that is the way it sometimes happens. You know, things that I've created, I'm like, oh, I wish somebody would create this. Hello? No, nobody here? I guess I'm going to do it. So, Alpha, I'm curious about this. When you join this, I imagine that being a college student, a Yale college student, you create your own community within the community.
Absolutely.
Right. How do the other prisoners feel about the college guys? Like, is there any pushback from other prisoners or jealousy? So
we recognize that, as students, we recognize that from the beginning in my cohort and other cohorts before me. So we try to mitigate that. We try to diminish that sense of exclusivity. Mm-hmm. And we did that by, you know, creating our own programs outside of YPEI. So
really?
Let's say, yes. So me and another student, his name is Justin Sadaika, we created the largest incarcerated person facilitated program in McDougal. And in that program, every weekend, every Sunday, we would teach something that we learned in class. And we would also give a platform for other incarcerated people to teach things. So someone taught a class about dog breeding. Someone taught a class about horticulture. I taught a class about Bitcoin, right? I taught a class about intersectionality. So it was just, one, we were giving everyone an equal platform, right? And two, we were building solidarity. We were letting students and incarcerated people know that, hey, this program that we're in, it's for us. It's not just for the 12 people that got accepted or for the 30 people that are in the program. It's for all of us. It's for us. It's our responsibility to change the culture that's in here. And this program helps us towards that. So, yeah, that's how we try to mitigate it.
I was hoping that was going to be the answer. And I'm so glad. That just makes my heart sing.
Absolutely.
That, you know, to pay it forward in that way.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
And I just love that line from Zelda when she says, I was the person that just had to do it, right? As far as what motivates me, it's definitely my community. Mm-hmm. I graduated from the program as the valedictorian. I had the highest GPA. And I had to work towards that, right?
Yay.
But it wasn't just because, you know, I wanted the best grades or I wanted the accolades and accomplishments. It was because everything that I was learning, I was tying back to my lived experiences, to my community, to how I grew up and how we grew up, my friends and I, and how Stop and Frisk ravaged our community, and how, you know, prison felt almost inevitable, right? Death felt almost inevitable for us, right? Mm-hmm. And I always had in the back of my mind, I have to use these kinds of knowledge and these things that I was learning in class as tools to break down systems and to, you know, mitigate pain.
And rebuild them.
And rebuild them.
How can other people help YPEI do what they do? Is it donations? Is it volunteering? How can people help?
Absolutely, donations. We need a lot of support to operate this program. If I could also just touch on really quickly, our students have the opportunity for full-time college enrollment. They can take 4 to 5 classes a semester. They have, in addition to college classes, we have study halls, we have office hours, we have library resources, we have academic strategies mentors who are helping students navigate the hidden curriculum of college classes. We have advising of all varieties. This is not just like a Tuesday night, I have my college class situation. This is taking over.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time right. job. And so in order to be able to have that kind of program at the facilities where we are and to grow so that we can reach more students, so that we can have access to all of the people who are experiencing this kind of contagion of education that's happening inside the prisons where we're working, we want to grow. It is funding. It is absolutely funding. And we do need volunteers. We need faculty to teach a huge range of classes. But yeah, and we absolutely take
and
donations.
It's a good time to mention your website. So it's YalePrisonEducationInitiative.org.
That's correct.
That's a long...
That's correct.
Long, but you can spell
but
it.
But it's an easy Google. You can Google YPEI. You can Google... Okay. Yeah, Yale Prison, and you'll get there.
The last two questions are short ones. I ask you each if there is a particular quote or philosophy that you live by, or something someone said to you that rings in your head all the time that helps you go forward.
In the middle of my YPI journey, there was a 60-year-old incarcerated person who could not read, couldn't read at all. He was 60 years old. One time, you know, I had books in my hand and someone was holding the door for me and the books fell. And the guy, his name is Eric, he walked up and he was just like, hey, let me help you with the books. And I was like, appreciate you, I call him E. I was like, appreciate you, E. And he was like, listen, man. He's like, young cat. He's like, young cat. I see you with all these books you always reading. I'm proud of you, man. You know, I can't read, but you reading for me. His quote that you reading for me stays with me. I just got accepted to Yale formally. This is my first semester at Yale. And, you know, every step that I've taken since being home, you know, I've gotten fellowships at Columbia University, fellowships at Bard. I've worked as a career specialist. I always remember his words that you're reading for me. Like, things that I'm doing are not just for myself. I'm doing it for others. You know, people that I've left behind and people that I'm opening up doors for, I'm reading for them.
That's beautiful. Shout out to E for inspiring you. And I ask myself, what would 15-year-old Alpha think of this Alpha? Did he ever dream this would be possible?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Zelda, any particular quote or philosophy that rings in? And if there's nothing that comes to mind, that's fine too.
One that I really love that I read in a preface to a book some time ago is, a friend is anyone you happen to meet.
Mm.
That's a sort of life philosophy. But if there was a philosophy or a quote that I think about in regards to this work in particular, well, one, it's that idea of just investing in future citizens and leaders, right? Those closest to the problem or closest to the solution. But also this popped into my head, but thinking about when I first started working on this program, and so many people said to me, this will not happen. There's no way that Yale is going to offer its own credits in a prison. And just remembering the feeling of rage or just the fire lit under me, and thinking about how important it was and this obligation to extend access to this wealth of intellectual resources, and just how when someone says something like that, it just triggers actually possibility.
Yep. Last question. Why do you think we're here on Earth?
We're here to serve others. We're here to know people and to understand people. We're here because, we want to be felt, to be understood.
Thank you. Alpha?
I think we're here to do the deed that one guy did for me when he passed me that book. Sometimes we might feel trapped. Sometimes, we might feel we're in situations where we're never going to get out of, and things might be bleak, right? And I imagine that's how he felt. He had a life sentence. He had multiple appeals, all were denied. He must have felt that hopelessness, right? Mm-hmm. But in that dark space, he seen something in me, and he passed me not just a book, but he passed me the ability to transform my life, the ability to dream big. And I feel like, that's what we're here on Earth to do. To affect others, impact their lives, and to see the best in them when they can't see the best in themselves.
Zelda and Alpha, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Randy Kay. This is Good at Heart for WSHU Public Radio. If there's somebody that you would like to nominate who you think deserves to get their message out there and their work out there as well, you can go to our website, wshu.org, and on the podcast page for Good at Heart, there's a place for you to nominate somebody. Thank you again so much. The website is yaleprisoneducationinitiative.org. Doing great work passing it on. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.